2. So we've upped the amount of energy per gram of material. Reflecting on what petrol is, it's got an octane rating, so it's related to an octane. Octane itself in this case is the branched form of octane rather than n-octane. And to get it to work in a regular internal combustion engine, you need an anti-knock agent. Now, the classic anti-knock agent that was used in the past was tetraethyl lead. In this case, we're using MTBE, which is methyl tertiary butyl ether. So methyl tertiary butyl ether used as an anti-knock agent has had some other environmental issues. So nowadays in Australia we use BTEX instead, which is a benzene toluene xylene fraction. And in unleaded petrol then, this ensures that we don't get knocking, which is a pre-ignition, which means your car engine just sort of jumps instead of runs along nice and smoothly. Pollutants coming out of this one are VOCs, NOx, and again carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Diesels, the difference in emissions between diesels and petrol engines is that the diesel engine typically will generate a far larger particulate emission base than out of the petrol engine. You'll also get the same regular pollutant, plus diesel tends to have a small amount of sulphur present in it, and so you get some sulphur dioxide. So in Australia, they have brought in very stringent sulphur regulations on diesel fuel, and so this is dropping down, and the technology is trying to deal with particles. So for instance, on very large trucks, they've got some really high-tech solutions to reducing particle emissions. In natural gas, CNG for instance, the amount of energy per gram of material is now up to a decent sort of a value. The difficulty now is that it's a gas, not a liquid, so we actually have to compress it then so it's in a small volume so we can actually cart it around, which is a bit of a disadvantage. The pollutants are the same as petrol, no particulates, but we have got a better ratio in terms of the amount of energy per mole of carbon dioxide produced. So that's the advantage why people want to use natural gas over using coal and diesel as fuels, is this is a much better ratio.